TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I'm just trying to watch some TikTok. I don't have time for this Share Funny podcast.
I don't either.
Yada 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 yada.
Okay, you can do the dance with it too.
Because we got to do. Riggins just said you should have done those. We have to do these videos. See, you should have done it before Share Funny because it's going to ruin the whole mood of the thing. Because I'm dreading it.
Because that's what it would do for me if I was like seeing this thing. I got to do that later. Oh my god,
the day that never ends.
No. Plus, you know, I'm trying to. Trying to get to the suburb studio to record the first podcast with my wife, which I'm not really, you know, I'm not on fire about, as they say.
You're not excited about doing your first podcast with Jody?
No.
Oh.
Because really, I think it's been hyped up so much. Adam has been, you know, he's got tears running down his leg because he's so excited about it. I don't think it's going to last that long. I don't think it's, you know, it's not going to be.
You mean the
podcast itself is not going to, I don't think it will run for, it won't have a long life. I don't think.
Is it going to make, in your opinion, TJ, will it get a 6 month run?
No.
Will it have to be
maybe
done
in 6 weeks?
Will it become seasons, like where it's a 6 week, then a break, then we come back with another 6 week season?
Maybe.
That kind of thing? Yeah.
But, you know, Adam's like, hey, look, just go in there one day, just spend one afternoon and record 6 months worth of podcasts or a year's worth. Just do it in one day, like a game show.
Which he knows when it's two people in that situation, not like you're interviewing someone.
Right.
Like I know Joe Rogan goes in and will do a couple of podcasts, two or three in a day. In these marathon sessions. Mm. But it's a lot easier when you're interviewing someone and there's a give and take and you have a way to constantly run a conversation. When you're just with your spouse hosting something, it's hard to record a bunch at one time.
So what do you want to talk about? I don't know. Yeah.
And the fact that she's already calling you the podcast boss.
Yeah, check with my podcast boss to see if I can go to lunch with y'all.
She's already asked to know what time she's going to be off.
Yeah.
What time am I getting off on Thursday so I can make it to lunch with my friends? She's suddenly become the popular radio part-timer who can't work part-time.
Yeah. And well, I tell you what, it may last longer than 6 weeks, but after 6 weeks, it'll probably just be me in there telling stories about Jody because she won't be like, I don't have time.
Yeah. Which might be worth it. That might be a good podcast, too. I'd listen to that.
I mean, you're just going to have to do it without me this week. Next week. You're just going to have to do it without me again.
Yeah. Well, also remember, I don't think it has to be a half hour. If you want it to be 10 minutes,
see, it's not that. Once it gets going, I don't have any problem, you know, we won't have any problem filling out 30 minutes or even an hour. It may be a problem to keep it to a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
It's the actual getting to sit down and doing the whole thing. You know, I don't like that part of it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Knowing that I got something to do, like videos after.
Will she meet you there, or will you go home and get her and you'll ride together back up there?
She'll probably meet me there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she'll want to go do whatever she's got to do afterwards.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And you're going home to Puffy Couch.
Right.
I got to go to the office.
Well, I don't want my podcast boss to get mad at me.
Yeah.
On the first day.
She got a job. She got a J-O-B.
that pays her N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Right. Got a job, ain't making nothing.
Well,
that's why I said the other day, if this Ace at Large pocket, I'm working way too hard for zero cash.
No.
So yeah, she will probably be all into it for a little while, and then I mean, like, I don't. She said, you know, you're the expert. I mean, really. I mean, there are a few things that I would just relinquish, you know, control. And this is one of them. You're the expert. Well, that's not going to last 10 minutes. She'll say, well, are we really going to talk about that? Like, if I bring up something, like, hey, so when you talked to your mom yesterday, you know, people don't want to hear that.
Okay. I think, though, the beauty of TJ and Jody's house, the way it's titled, is the fact that you can have, if she's not available or busy or whatever, you can have one of your kids on or both of them.
Yeah.
You can have friends on because, you know, this is our, and that they can talk about Jody.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Have her sister on.
Nah, we don't, I mean, this is bare necessities for recording equipment and everything. We won't have a phone system that'll record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe this is another problem.
1 week you can just let Jody and her friends, do it themselves.
That'll be good.
Yeah,
I just want to go watch it happen. Bring popcorn, a chair, just sit down and watch it.
You're expecting fireworks.
I just think it's gonna be so funny.
She said, "Well, I guess y'all gonna want to put pictures up or something. I guess I need to dress cute."
She's always cute.
Okay.
Is it going to be recorded, like, on video?
No.
No.
No. Not the first one. So, Rob's texting me how we could record phone calls into the thing. Hey, I just learned enough to be able to record it into the computer and put it on a thumb drive. Is that what that's called, a thumb drive?
Yeah.
And bring it back into the studio for Rob to edit and post.
Yeah. In other words, you're saying, let's get through number one.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to step two.
Right.
What could go wrong? TJ records it into a computer that he then transfers onto a thumb drive that he then has to manage to bring into the studio. I mean,
I went through the whole thing, practiced, and I brought the thumb drive in this morning, and what I recorded yesterday was on it.
Yeah, I'm witness to it. I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Jody going, testing, hello.
Oh my God, do we have that?
Yeah, can we hear that, Rob, please? Yeah.
Testing, I want to hear it.
Hello. Oh,
no. Wait, say what, Rob?
I deleted everything on the hard drive to get back to him so it would be fresh for him.
Oh.
Rob, you ruined
it. Look, I didn't know, it was a test. I wasn't keeping
it. Just fun killer.
Maybe TJ and Jody's house will hire you because we won't.
She does this funny thing. Because, and I told her this, I said, you're different when you're on the radio with us. You're different when you're on the phone as opposed to when you're in the studio. It's like when you get in the studio and you sit down behind the mic, you tense up a little and you're worried about everything going on around you and all that. But even yet, she goes, okay, that's one of those things. She says, all right, podcast boss. Being sarcastic. So yesterday when we were testing the mics, she does this thing where she gets away from the mic and then leans way into it to talk. It's like she's way back here. If she were talking at the mic, it would sound like this, but she leans all the way, her body, and she doesn't pull up her chair. She leans over at the waist. Testing. Hello. Hello, how's this?
Distracting watching you like that.
She's like,
why does she do that?
She's like a turtle. Yeah. I don't know.
Turtle.
Now, is she going to wear earbuds or headphones? Okay, she will.
Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe she doesn't need to do that because it may be easier if she's not hearing herself. She doesn't really need to hear it because she doesn't need to monitor what anything sounds like because I'll be running the controls and the volume and all that. And we won't be talking to anybody on the phone, so there really won't be necessary.
No music to listen to or anything.
Right.
Maybe that'll prevent her.
Hello. Like this. Is this good? Yeah.
Can anybody hear me right now?
Hello, podcast world.
Can we cut? That's what she said. I can cuss, right?
Is she excited about it?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I can tell you are barely able to contain yourself, TJ.
Over the moon.
Thrilled.
You seem super excited about it.
Just another thing you got to do.
I'm surprised Adam's not flying in for it. Like it's the signing on of a brand new, you know, 100,000 watt radio station.
We just got signed in New York.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He said the funniest thing on the phone yesterday. He's like, he had this moment of realization. He goes, you know, sometimes I think that when I said, when are you coming in next? You know, coming into town, because he doesn't live here. He goes, you know, sometimes I'm starting to think that when I come in, it's even more annoying than when I just call them.
That makes me sad.
Well, because I was roasting the shit out of him. So I think it's more annoying when I come in. I went, yeah, probably. I didn't, you know, soften the blow at all.
What?
Because that makes me a little sad.
He's fine. Don't worry about him.
Yeah, it doesn't annoy me. I like when he comes to visit. Ace usually takes him to play golf and stuff like that.
Yeah, I haven't played
but the
golf,
last
though,
time
right?
he came to visit was Rain. Ace had family from Louisiana. They were having the reason he was up here mainly was because of the that wedding celebration thing that they had, the reception. So Ace was tied up with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
He still came to my house on Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
I need 15 minutes.
Right.
Adam, just say you need an hour 15.
Maybe that's what he's talking about.
No problem. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was at my house before he went to your house.
Yeah.
He actually spent the night at our house with, you know, after the party, you know. And it was, you know, kind of gloomy weather and all that. And he was dozing off in the chair, kind of like, oh. I'm going to get through with this with Ace, and then I'm going to go take a nap, I think. So, yeah, he was kind of struggling. Man, he may have had two glasses of wine the night before.
Yeah. If you had told me that on a Sunday afternoon when it was raining from 2 o'clock on, I was going to be free by myself in a hotel room to take a nap.
God.
Awesome.
Pitch black darkness.
Man. I would have been piled up in the hotel bed as fast as it made your head spin.
Yeah. You know what I wouldn't be doing? Recording a podcast.
Do you already have today's topic selection? A few topics already fired up and ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to wait. There's a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay.
Testing.
I just want a picture of her with the chair way back leaning forward. I'm picturing in my mind. I'm thinking how uncomfortable that must be. And it would throw me off balance.
To look at
it's like she's trying to kiss a deer.
Yeah. It's a great description.
And she doesn't want to scare it away.
Testing.
She's so gentle.
Is this okay?
Slow.
Yeah, I like that her first thing, can I cuss? It's like, well, let's work into getting you.
Right.
I said, yeah, you can. I said, but, you know, we don't say, like, we don't say the F word. Oh, well, my God, I would never. But, like, if I want to call you a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel free to do that.
Go crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, I tell you, because, you know, I tell you all, you want it to be real. You know, I tell you all the time that you're full of shit.
I don't want that.
And then she wanted to know. And this is another thing. Am I supposed to call you TJ?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
And I said, well, I've thought about that a lot. And, you know, we could have called it Richie and Jody's house, but, you know, my name is pretty much, you know, well established in every home in America as TJ.
Every home.
So it's, you know, for branding purposes, it needs to be TJ and Jody's house, but yet you need to call me what you normally call me, and then I'll fix, you know, catching listeners up on that if they don't realize my real name is Richie. I'll clear up the confusion.
Have her cut, you know, something saying just TJ, and then dub that over every time she says Richie.
TJ.
That would be really funny.
TJ.
Oh my God.
TJ.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else was calling you Richie. Oh, it was your friend Jenny.
Yeah.
We were at your wedding reception. She goes, Richie. I was like, what? Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Richie.
Yeah, she doesn't know me like that.
She don't know you like that. That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, met her by being a member of her gym. I've been a member at her gym for years. Back before it was, you know, really the hip, cool place for people to go work out in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how she knew me, was from my membership information. She didn't even know that
your real name.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't even know I was on the radio.
Hmm. I will beat her ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got a bit of a mouth on her.
Mm-hmm. But that's no reason for her to be called an ace by his real name.
Does she do that? She calls you David?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just weird. It just sounds weird when they say your real names. I'm like, oh, I don't know those people.
She was introduced to him as Ace.
Sure was.
Because I introduced them. Now they're stealing them.
Stole.
But
we went to eat with them last night.
You friend stealer?
Mm-hmm.
That's me, friend stealer.
I'm not bringing my friends around you.
Not if you want to keep them.
Actually, you can have them.
They're not that great.
They're not that great.
My friends aren't that great.
Yeah,
second thought, take them.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
We were just talking about something during the break there about some show that has Jackie Kennedy's cousin on it or something. And I said that it always sounds funny to talk about rich, high society people having cousins.
Yeah.
Because usually when you talk about your cousin, it's like, yeah, he's over there talking shit. He didn't know that was my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Or either I stepped in and said, you ain't going to talk to my cousin like that.
Yeah. Just trashy for some reason.
What, talking about your cousins?
It feels that way.
Cousins. Yeah.
So I just did a picture of Jackie Kennedy saying, that's my cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know her? Yeah, that's my cousin.
And it is kind of like that because they were trashy, like compared to the Kennedys. They were just kind of this odd, we don't talk about them, but they were the most interesting.
Interesting is an understatement.
Yeah. Great Gardens is what we were talking about, that documentary about Jackie's cousin and aunt.
What's it on?
I think it's on Netflix.
It might be, but it was on HBO.
I spend so much time going through documentaries on any service, Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
But I spend most of my time going, that looks good, but I'll come back to that. I'm not ready for that. Not today.
This one is crazy.
Not today.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take notes when I'm going through the trailers.
To make a note of like, I'll come back to that. I don't. I should.
I said that one day, and Riggins acted like that was the dumbest thing you'd ever heard.
I think it's a great idea. That way you remember, because sometimes they shuffle through, and you forget ones you want to come back to.
I had an issue with your complaint about Netflix, is that there's too much content. You know, it's hard to find something. I'm like, who complains about having too much? There's too much to watch.
Well, because when you don't have a lot of time to sit down and watch something like a movie or a documentary or something, you want to make sure what you pick is something you're really going to enjoy. So that's why I have to go through and watch the trailer. Like, I'll watch the trailers for 30 minutes one day, knowing that I'm not going to watch anything. I'm just looking for something to watch when I have more time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just take a risk.
Because I've always liked trailers.
I love trailers, I do too. The thing that bothers me about taking a risk, though, is it bothers me to leave it just stuck up there saying, continue resume. Watching.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm not going back to that. How do I delete that one out of there? And I don't know how to do it. So I have gone through and cleaned them out. Like, I'm not going to watch the rest of that. And play it and just run it all the way to the end so that it'll... those things still being there that say continue watching. If it's not a series, that makes me crazy after a while. I just can't take it.
Alexis, why did you say earlier that you were in the process of being able to start acting extra brand new? Because, you know, this guy not long ago said, you're on the Ace and TJ show? Well, no wonder you've been acting brand new. And that was the first that I realized that that's now an insult, meaning like you're acting stuck up and whatnot. Because... Okay. You know, it used to mean you make me feel so good. Yeah. Since I met you, I feel like I'm a brand new person. That's what it used to mean. Now, when you're acting brand new, you're acting like you're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be acting extra brand new.
Yeah, extra brand new this summer.
Why?
Because I'm on my Popeye sheet.
I beg your pardon?
You what?
Because I started working out a couple months ago, and I went to the gym yesterday to actually use, like, actual equipment. And I just said that this summer I'm going to be on my Popeye shit. I'm going to have muscles. I'm going to get booty gains. I'm going to act brand, brand new. I'm going to be tan. It's over.
Brand, brand.
Okay. Yeah. Back then, they didn't want me. Now, hot, they all on me. Get out of here.
Wait, what was that?
You switched to Spanish.
What was that last part?
I said, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me.
Oh, they're all on me.
Those are going to be the vibes.
Okay.
Those are the vibes.
I actually like being on my Popeye shit. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but I would like for it to be...
I'm on my Popeye shit.
I'd like for it to be Popeye's.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to be on some Popeye shit. Like, I'm just eating fried chicken all the time. That's what I want.
I honestly thought she meant that she's on a health kick and she's eating spinach.
No, muscles.
Yeah. That's kind of where I thought we were going, too. Something about greens, vegetables, mm-hmm. or something. I don't know.
I'm on my Popeye shit.
I'm on my Popeye shit.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you've created as a phrase, or is that something that they say the rap songs?
No one's ever said that in a rap song.
But, you know, Popeye's muscles were mainly in his forearms.
Yeah. So were mine.
On my Popeye.
I can't wait to use that. When my son asked me today, what are you doing? I said, about to go to the gym and get on my Popeye shit.
Exactly.
What are you doing? He'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I just made that up last night.
Surprised you know who Popeye is.
I loved Popeye.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Remember Olive Oil, the wife, that ugly bitch?
She was ugly.
Everybody was fighting over her.
Yeah, like, I'm like, this stick figure person, who is she?
Popeye is not a very handsome man himself.
That's true.
Yeah, but thank you, Rob.
He is a man in uniform, though.
Rob, you got his name right. I was about to say Bruto, but it was Bluto was the guy's name. I thought his name was Bruto.
Mm-hmm. Didn't someone play the... Who played the real Popeye?
Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
The real Popeye.
The real Popeye.
Like Blackbeard.
Because Popeye was some real shit.
Yeah. Who played the real Popeye?
Who
was the real Scooby-Doo?
Who played... Popeye in the biopic. Yeah.
Who was the real Iron Man?
Whatevs. But
so you're gonna be all. You're saying you're gonna be muscular, and did you say booty gains?
Yeah, booty gains.
Okay, now I know what that means.
Yeah.
So are you working out with your trainer every time, or does she tell you some stuff you could do on your own at a real gym with real equipment?
I've been working out with her every time. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm doing it on my own yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do you mean a real gym with real equipment? Where have you been working out at a fake gym with fake equipment?
Well, no. Yeah. We're working out at the gym that's in my apartment complex, but there's only so much you can do
right.
with those machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we went to the gym, and It's a lot. And I'm short. It's hard to use those machines when you're short.
Yeah, it is.
How many times a week are you working out?
Twice a week right now.
I'll change your diet up and everything?
Mm-hmm.
But how in the world would you be able to reach a calf raise machine? It doesn't go down that low.
I don't think, even if you pulled the little pin out and brought it all the way down, it still wouldn't reach down that low, would it?
There's some things I can't use. And yesterday,
there's some things I'm not allowed to use at the gym. Different reasons.
Why? What did you do?
Just like the women's shower.
Like, what did you do?
Those leg press machines. You squeeze your thighs together.
Oh, Lord. Yikes.
Anyway, go ahead with whatever you were saying before I foolishly jumped in.
I was trying to do the machine where you pull yourself up, but it has a thing you can kneel on. I don't know what it's called. Assisted lift?
Yeah.
One of those. So she told me to stand on it because she was like, just stand on it. So I didn't know that when you got off, the weight just went. And so I just jumped off, and that thing was so loud. The whole gym, I was like.
Well, it could have slung you off of it.
I know. I almost slung off of it.
Catapulted you off of that thing.
I almost did.
Oh, my God. If I walked in the gym and saw you standing on the pull-up assist machine. I would.
That's hilarious.
I'm not one to pull out my phone and video stuff in public and all that stuff, but I would have to do that.
Yeah.
The worst part is I left one foot on that part and then the other foot where you get off. So I did like a split in the air. That was scary.
Good Lord.
I just want to see a picture of that next time.
That was amazing. Man. I bet Jenny would let you come work out just to see, if you let everybody watch you do that.
I gotta see this shit.
Be like, all right, today's on me, but you gotta gather everyone around to watch you do that.
Yeah. I would hate it.
Yeah, see if your son can film her or something when he's over there.
Today we're gonna see how you can use all of the machines. I'm starting to get to the point where I enjoy it maybe like 10% at least.
Yeah.
Because I hated it.
You probably can't reach to be able to do a barbell push-up, can you? That's racked onto the bench instead of a dumbbell bench press?
I did some yesterday. I can if I go on my tippy-tippy toes, but she was grabbing the things for me and bringing them down.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about when you're lying on the bench and you lift it up off the rack and bring it down?
Yeah. Actually, I did that not at the gym yesterday, but she has her own bar that she put with tiny little baby weights on it, and I was able to do that one. But it was like she was standing right behind me.
But she's helping you pick it up and spotting you.
Yeah, so I don't know. But we'll see how it goes.
I picture one of those benches like you used to buy TJ at Kmart, like for kids to starter weights.
Yeah, with those little concrete weights.
Yeah. That little bar was about, 3 feet long. Yeah.
What's this muscle right here? This one?
Your tricep.
I could see my triceps now popping out a little bit. I was excited about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat me up, please.
Yeah, but once you start making a few gains, you're like, oh, man, I want to do this more.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should go, do one more day a week. And I feel so great afterwards. Just so much energy. It feels good.
I never feel that way.
Really?
I feel happy that shit is over.
I mean, I'm happy it's over, but I have energy, and I'm like, I feel like I did something good today. Now I can just do whatever I want.
Well, and if you don't make it to the gym, you can always, hold an extra crystal for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just crystal your body into the shape you want it to be?
Well, let's be realistic.
Oh, okay.
Now, after how many months you've been here?
They control the energy levels in all of a room.
Yeah.
But won't make you look like you want to look. Okay.
That was the case. Everybody would have crystals.
Exactly. Right. You know what? If crystals actually made positive energy appear in the room to make you feel better and all that, everybody would have them too.
How do you know if you haven't tried?
Because the Bible says.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Funny. Funny, you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Gotta do those damn videos.
You're gonna do great. It's gonna look so good.
You're gonna do great.
You're gonna do great. Okay, it's gonna be exciting.
You're learning.
You got a hype person.
See, you're learning.
I like that attitude, though.
It's like there was a little boy on my baseball team when I played in the 10, 11, and 12-year-old league, and he wasn't, he wasn't good at all. He could never get the bat to touch the ball, or he's just one of those kids. His mom just had him involved trying to get him, into something. And so one time he got hit by a pitch, and so he got a walk out of it. So he's on base, and then somebody that came up and they got a single and pushed him to second base, and he's so excited he made it to second base. And then I hit a home run, and he got to jog around, and he scored.
Cool.
And as soon as he touched the plate, he found his mama in the stands and goes, "Mama, mama, I scored." And she goes, "See, you're learning."
Aww.
And so that's what Alexis just made me feel like. It's going to be great. You're going to look great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll probably think about that for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I said, he didn't do shit. I did.
Yeah. Clarification. I did some shit, and he benefited from it.
Little Steven still ain't seen the ball.
Yeah. At 10, you were thinking like that. That's good. That's good.
I was.
Aww. Crushing dreams since the age of 10.
He didn't do shit.
We just got an interesting DM. We were talking about when you have to scrub people's photos off of your social media. I guess this is what that relates to. Because we just got a DM that's from a girl that says, "I was 15, involved with a 21-year-old. Relationship lasted for 6 years. I'm only just now realizing it was illegal."
Oh.
What?
Huh.
What?
That's nice.
Well, at 15, you should probably know that that's illegal.
Yeah.
The 21-year-old definitely knew it was illegal.
Yeah.
Her parents.
Depends on where they lived and, how much they got out, into the real world.
Well, let me investigate here.
Was 15 the youngest?
So it may have been that their parents both knew about it, so. But then maybe not. She wouldn't have had to scrub anything.
Yeah.
Can't tell. I think she's in South Carolina, maybe.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she was 15 when it ended, and not when it began. Not
when it ended.
No, sorry.
That's even worse, Rob.
I hope she was 15. You
weirdo.
When it began.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I hope she was 15 when it ended.
Damn it.
Hey, at least she learned the information now, though.
Yeah. How old does she look now?
21.
Oh, she is 21 now.
I get, yeah. It was said 6 years. I'm only just now realizing it was illegal. So I'm assuming. Let me look and see what I can find here. No, those are kids.
Oh.
I don't really know. I'll ask.
Damn.
How old are you now? Never mind.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. I heard you like older guys.
Never mind. I'll delete that.
How old are you now?
We'll just have to wonder about this when I'm not saying that message at all.
You should have let him do it. Yeah. Like, look what he sent to this one.
That's how I ended up married right there.
Oh, that's so funny.
How old are you now?
Sorry, I was just singing that back half of Happy Birthday. How old are you? How old are you? Pretty young thing. How old are you now? You don't have to tell me how old you are, but if somebody were to give you a birthday whooping, what would be one to grow on? What number would that be? Did y'all do that? You one to grow on if you got a birthday whipping?
Yeah.
Did they? I didn't know that non-Southerners did the birthday whippings.
Mm-hmm. What is that? They Spankings. Actually whip you?
No.
Oh. They did
that's
us.
Not nice.
Whipping. Yeah, like, hey, congratulations. It's your birthday. We're going to beat the shit out of you.
What?
I'm going to break you today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would suck.
Yeah.
So you didn't even do anything bad, and you just get a whip.
What you did bad was have a birthday.
Have a birthday. You were born.
Did they ever do that at school, Ace, or the teacher would, you know, kind of like fake paddle you on your birthday?
No, I never had that happen.
Yeah, they did it with us. Mm. Yeah. They just tap you on the butt. Yeah.
In front of the whole class?
Yeah, it was a funny, fun thing.
Oh. See, times are different now. Times are different because I can remember, I don't think I ever had to do it. I got two whippings in elementary school, and they were both in the principal's office.
They whooped you?
Yeah, but.
Oh, yeah.
Three licks. But Mr. Stewart, who was the assistant principal, had to come get some kids one time, and he would just take you out in the hall,
mm-hmm.
and he would just put you up against the wall and tell you, reach for the ceiling. So your arms are fully extended up on the ceiling, and he took out a paddle out of pow, and we could see him through the door.
Did your parents have to sign some type of, like, release or some type of thing saying it's okay? Oh,
no.
You know what happened when I got home that day, the first time I got a whipping?
Your mom whooped you?
Yes, she did. She was not playing. She'd always told me, you get a whipping at school, you get home, you're getting a whipping here, too. And I did get a whipping at school because I was being stupid. I deserved it. I've been told what not to do, and I did it anyway, knowing the repercussions. And so he was like, you know, we're either going to suspend y'all from the bus or give you three licks. What do you want? No, dude, I'm taking the three licks. My mom was going to be enough as it is. And mm-hmm. I got three licks. And I went home and told my mom before they called or something, hey, I got three licks today for throwing stuff out the window of the bus. And she was like, okay, well, I'll be right back. She went and got her paddle. She goes, you knew better? Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then so she, pat, 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 going about your day.
I have watched in middle school the gym coach, PE coach, paddle guys so hard that the paddle broke and they're wearing gym shorts, not even jeans, wearing gym shorts. And the dads would make the paddles for the teachers.
Yeah.
Like a dad that could do woodworking or whatever would come in and go, hey, I got you a new paddle. And it would have holes drilled in it so it wouldn't, you know, it could go through the air faster.
But as a teacher, there was a time that my mom, they gave each class that they hand the paddles were given. You had this was the paddle you were supposed to use in elementary school if you paddled anybody. And you had to have the principal know. But in mm-hmm. middle school, in seventh grade basketball, now picture this, seventh grade basketball, we had to practice before school. And when it was cold, which it was during most of basketball season, they would open the gym. And so about 30 minutes into practice, about 45 minutes before class started, they would open the gym and everybody could come in to stay warm instead of standing outside because they'd have the heat on in the gym. So we're practicing in front of an entire school. And the coach, seventh grade basketball coach, his name was Wardell Ballantyne, but he'd let you know up quickly, they call me Cat Ballantyne. And this was his voice like this. Ooh. And he said, here's what we're going to do. You miss a free throw, I'm going to hit your ass. And he would stand under the goal and we would run these drills. And if you missed the free throw at the end, as you ran by him, you would hit the ball in front of the entire school. Now, it wasn't often you missed a free throw, but when you did, you didn't have to be looking because you'd hear, pow, and he just swat you on the butt as you went by.
And my first grade teacher used one of those little paddle ball things. She just used the paddle part as her paddle, And it was cute.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt.
But, you know, until you said something wrong in class and she threw it and hit you between the eyes with it. She didn't use it. I forgot that part. She didn't paddle with it. She would just throw it like a tomahawk.
I had...
No, I'm kidding.
In the fourth grade, my teacher's name was Miss Newton. And our classes were, you would have two classes, and one of the walls would be a partition. And they would, you know, break it open and push the wall back. So it would be one huge room. And there was, for some reason, there was something we did where we changed other sides of the room for whatever. And if you were talking, the other teacher, her name was Mrs. Washington, great ladies. They were both great teachers. But if you were talking or not paying attention, she would throw an eraser and hit you in the head with it while you were talking.
She'd be
at the board, you know, writing something. And because it's happened, I would not be allowed to be talking to somebody. And I would not pick up on the fact that she's not talking. And she would ease just a little bit closer. And while you were talking, she would just go and just whip an eraser right across. Ping, hit you in the side of the head. I'm sorry, Ms. Washington. I'll pay attention. And I'd have to pick it up and take it back to her and go sit down.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now that you guys are parents, what if that was still a thing? Would you let the teachers whoop your kids?
I wouldn't let teachers nowadays do it because they're all a bunch of liberal indoctrination artists.
Well, okay.
But our teachers back then were God-fearing, patriotic Americans.
If you got a whipping in school, you deserved it. It was okay.
Like, I just can't your parent, picture
like,
that.
Like when my mom was very clear. Did you know the rule? Yes, ma'am. And you broke it. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll go get my paddle. And she gave me a whip. I always told you. So my mom never had a problem with me getting whipped at school. Only happened
twice. But the teachers, I mean, I came from such a tiny town. I mean, our local hooker was a virgin. I mean, that was like a small town. So my parents were, you know, if they weren't friends with, they were friendly with all of the teachers. And my mom was a teacher, so she knew all of them. And mm-hmm. So it was more of a thing than rather, you know, our kids go to these big city schools with the, you know, with the indoctrination professors.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not right in the head, a lot of them, anyway.
But
and so I wouldn't want them making the decision to whip my kid.
Yeah. To that point, though, the teachers like and the principal, I can remember when we were in elementary school, they had kids that were in high school because our principal's son was the starting quarterback on the high school football team. But he would come.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. But he would come on Saturday mornings like we were in elementary school. But they would show up just because they knew a bunch of their kids were playing in the church basketball league. We all went to the same church. My mom knew them. Same thing as TJ. We all knew who they were. Everybody knew everybody. But they'd show up at the ballpark. I just know a bunch of our kids out here have games today, so we just came to support them. So they would. They didn't have kids out there. They'd show up on a Thursday evening just because they knew a bunch of the kids were playing ball, and they came to see all the kids that were playing ball just to show them, hey, you know, they cared about you, and they were human beings too. Yeah, after you got used to run into them in the store or church, like, oh, what are you doing here?
My fifth grade teacher, her name was Nan Parker. She would give us extra points if we would go to her softball games, watch her play softball. I swear.
That's a true story. He's not lying.
What? That just seems a little strange.
Because I remember vividly her standing on deck and me running up to the fence and saying, hey, Miss Parker. And she turned around and go, okay. Hey, Richie. I got you down. I know you were here.
She was young.
Yeah.
She was fit.
I remember my dad really enjoying her. So, really? Yeah, he was like, first day of school.
Made
like,
it
oh,
easier.
You got Miss Parker. Oh, and it was Miss.
Yeah.
She was single. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made it easier for you to get to the games then, to get those extra bonus points.
Miss Parker said I'd get bonus points if I go watch her play softball. Like, all right, get in the truck.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
So Popeyes has just introduced the new sandwich. It's the chicken sandwich that they're supposedly so good that people were killing each other over and everything. It's the same thing except instead of chicken, it's fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a flaky flounder.
Okay.
Ooh, you're just a flaky flounder today, aren't you?
That is a double decker. I'm looking forward to
that
trying.
That sounds good. Man. I love a good fried fish sandwich.
A big fat Sunday to get a
fish sandwich.
I had a Popeyes closed. That'd be awesome. I wonder if your dad will love the fish sandwich as much as he loves the chicken sandwich.
That looks good.
Yeah. Cajun flounder sandwich.
Look at how good that bun looks.
That looks better to me than that chicken.
Yeah.
It does look good.
A little tartar sauce.
That's what I say. That's tartar sauce with some pickles. I throw some cheese on there.
Give me, some cheese on there. Give me that.
You drop a Kraft single on that bad boy?
Yeah. I guess. That's real good. I would prefer cheddar, but it's okay. Whatever. I'm not going to be picky.
They're all good. Arby's has a good fish sandwich.
Yeah.
I've never had Arby's.
Hey, I got news for you.
Oh, yeah, they're doing this. Arby's. Lent's coming.
Arby's good.
Is it? Really I've good. Never
Arby's,
eaten
Arby's roast beef. Those roast beef sandwiches are. Sorry, I got carried away. Those roast beef sandwiches are damn delicious.
Yeah, I eat them dry.
I love Arby's.
I don't put horsey sauce. I don't put Arby's. I don't really eat anything on them. I just eat them dry. Meat and bread.
I like the sauce. But their other stuff is good too. I mean, they have other sandwiches that are really good.
Those Arby's sliders good. Are good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and then when they had the pork belly sandwich, that's really good.
I haven't had that.
I love pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
I love that's what me I call, some
that's
pork
what
belly.
I have. Just, that's what I feel like, a big old pork belly.
You a pork belly.
A big pork belly. Eating and drinking.
I'm having, being all fat and sissy.
Having two beers two nights ago for dinner. I had two beers last night. What am I doing?
For dinner?
Yeah, with dinner.
With dinner.
Okay.
It's not for that's dinner. Sorry, problem. I didn't mean for dinner. I meant, I had two beers and a margarita last night. It's effing Wednesday. What am I doing?
Hey, live life. YOLO.
I'm out of shape. I was in really good shape for a while.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Yeah. YOLO. I don't know. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Are you on the phone? Are you ordering something right now?
Yeah, live your life.
Are you ordering
YOLO.
A shirt?
YOLO. YOLO.
Green.
YOLO.
That's how old Southern men used to answer the phone. YOLO.
That's how Spanish people that have accents say,
what?
Jello.
What was the first part?
Spanish people that have accents.
Oh.
Jello.
Jello. My favorite color is jello.
By the way, side note, they just showed the woman referee that was the first woman to referee in a Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
And I have seen her before, but it just reminded me seeing her a minute ago on Fox News. When she's not being a ref, she's being fine as hell.
Really?
Yeah.
She looked kind of fine in her outfit.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
You're not supposed to point that out, though, are you?
I think she wants you to point it out when she's not wearing the stripes.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to say it during a game, I don't think.
I didn't even pay attention to her.
But you can see in her referee.
Look at her curves,
yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's got big old teeth. Look, see right there in the blue?
Yeah, okay, okay. Oh, yeah. Hi.
Oh, here.
She's hey, girl. Yeah. Look at her ponytail.
Got pretty lips.
Over there.
Grace, smile. Oh.
Yeah.
I want her to blow that whistle at me.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You know what gets me about that is
she's going to tell me that was good.
People say, well, she never played the game. Well, you're a referee. If you learn the rules, anybody could be a referee. I mean, yeah, there's obviously you have to be good at it and all that, but it doesn't. Being female doesn't mean you can't learn the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. And you can tell even in her referee shirt, she's got something going up, working up top.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the conversation they're trying to avoid.
Well, they shouldn't be putting her out there being pretty. They should have, if they wanted it to just be a women's power movement, then they should have put an ugly one out there. Yeah. Don't be throwing a pretty one in the mix.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
I don't care what sex the referee. I don't care about the referee. I don't care about the play-by-play person on TV, because that person doesn't have to. Like, I didn't play high school football or anything, mm-hmm. but I could do play-by-play and know enough. I mean, you're just calling the play as it comes.
Yeah.
I do think, however, the color commentator should always be someone who played that sport.
The which one? The what commentator?
The color commentator.
What
like
is that?
Like in the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
there was Jim Nantz, who's the play-by-play guy.
He's the best.
The best.
Well, except for Al Michaels. Yeah. They're both better than Joe Buck.
Jim Nantz, and there's Tony Romo, a former player mm-hmm. who describes the ins and outs of the game. And I do think ESPN's done this thing where they took a professional softball player, and she does color commentary on their baseball games. And that bothers me because she's never played baseball. She's never played professional baseball. Just like I wouldn't want to watch a professional softball game and have a baseball because it's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? That's my mm-hmm. only thing about it.
And it just seems like the women sports play-by-play people have the same voice. And it's very nasally up here like this. And it's second down and 7. Tom Brady approaching. Yeah, it's all like, hi, here, I don't know. And then
blow your nose.
But then a lot of the men sound ridiculous, too. They have fake voices and stuff. But, yeah, I don't care one way or the other what the sex of the refs are, the coach. I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as they're hot.
Yeah. Hotties. That's what we're looking for.
Hotties. Smoke shows, please.
That's right.
And with this woman ref, they've filled that obligation.
As long as they're hotties.
Hashtag, I mean, as long
I'm
as they're
sorry, you
hotties.
Have an impeccable knowledge of the game. And obviously, you were perfect on your calls in the most recent game. However, not quite a 7.
Can you imagine?
And that's the minimum. It's a 7.
Oof, oh, give me a penalty.
Oh yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Block in the back. Horse collar.
I wonder though, do the coaches, the NFL coaches, yell at her the way they do other refs? Oh,
yeah. They better.
That would be interesting.
They should.
I bet they don't.
They should.
Because that video, when you don't hear the audio, if they just show that on the news of some guy pointing his finger, that is not going to be good. That cannot be good.
I guarantee you they don't.
But the first time it happens, that shit is going everywhere. Let me tell you, and they're not going to have the audio or anything. They're just going to show the guy pointing his finger in her face, and it is not going to be good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That touchdown's on you, ref.
Yeah.
She probably knows that that's going to happen at some point.
I bet it won't.
You don't think it won't? Someone's going to lose their shoe when they do it.
And their career will be over when they do.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair, but you know that's the truth. Can't hit the girl.
Well, you can't hit any referee.
Yeah, that's a figure. I didn't mean it literally.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.